Thank you for being with us again here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. Today we're going to talk about the protection of the Almighty and understanding that the blood of Jesus preserves and protects. We're talking about the theme, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. And that is basically the fact that we look back at Calvary and we recognize that Jesus made that provision available to us through his power of redemption, bringing us back unto God. And because we are in God's hands, it's very difficult for Satan to snatch us out of his hands. Even if you look back in the Old Testament and consider the story of Job, you'll recognize that if it wasn't for the Lord kind of removing or holding back the hedge of protection around Job, Satan would have had a very difficult time to cause the difficulties and problems that he did within his life that caused heartache. But yet God brought redemption even in the long term for him. And Job saw himself through the power of God. But in our personal lives, we see through the eyes of that story the fact that when God is with us, who can be against us? Because when he is our shelter in the time of storm, when he is our provision and we are abiding in him, in that secret place of the Most High, there is divine grace in the hands of God. Psalm 91 verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That Hebrew word means to pass the night. And even in the darkest hour, spiritually speaking, or physically or otherwise of your life, you can recognize you can pass through it. You can get through it through the overshadowing grace of God that is upon you through being a blood-washed individual in Christ Jesus and understanding the power of God and his love for you. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. In the Old Testament, there were seven cities of refuge that a person could go. That if, even if they murdered someone, they could go there, and as long as they were in those cities, the kinsmen redeemers could not come in and harm them. They would have to be outside those cities for that kind of harm. They were cities of protection set about. God has a place within him where there is protection and shelter from the harm of life. Just like you as a child, your mom and dad secured you and helped you and made you feel safe when you were around about them. And even today, even when you maybe are adults, you still feel the presence of your parents, in a sense, with their eyes and hearts looking after you. Just think of your Heavenly Father who loves you so very much. And the Lord who gave himself for you, how much he embraces you as his children and wants you to be safe from harm and be a success in your walk. Because your success in being able to be a witness for him sees his kingdom blessed and sees his children blessed and sees the Lord be glorified. In this place of protection, this fortress, we should recognize that he is a shelter in the time of storm. Even when the most difficult of circumstances come about. Now, I know sometimes that I feel like my shelter has been hit hard, sometimes by mortar fire by the enemy. But despite it, he's there. And you know, I might not see him, but I know he is there. I can sense his presence. I know what the word says. And I've walked with the Lord long enough to know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But do I doubt at times? Do I allow myself to get anxious at times? I do. Too much so. And I need to speak the word and consider the word of God and be put in remembrance of it constantly. Scriptures such as these in Psalms 91 that reminds me of the protection of God and that the blood of Jesus has redeemed me out of the hand of the enemy. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I declare that by his blood, I now live under the protection of the Almighty God. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Lord, help me to walk by faith and not by sight, and help me to honor you. And if I obey your words and love you with all my heart, I know that all things will work together for good to those who trust God. Under the call according to your services. Lord, remove from me the doubts. Remove from me the anxiousness, the decisions I make, and the things I place within your hands, and entrusted people. I pray, God, you would touch and anoint those things I need to hold back on, or those things I need to better accomplish. God, give me wisdom in. And ask Solomon to be able to handle the affairs of life with the mind of Christ and the mind of God's ability to see through things beyond the knowledge capacity into the realm of seeing things for what they are. And I believe that Saul many times, through the power of God, saw things for what they were and rightly understood what he had within his knowledge capacity to be able to see the wisdom of God carried out. And in our hearts and lives, God, we need that more and more each and every day. And I pray, God, grant us wisdom today. Grant us grace and help us to be put in remembrance of the provision of God and his protection. You are my refuge. You are my strength. Forgive me, God, when I allow myself to be waylaid or assaulted by the enemy and I begin to allow the sounds and the things of this life to have penetration within my life when, Lord, you're there and you can shelter me in the time of storm. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that the Word of God bless you and encourage you today. It challenged me today because I've been going through some of those things where I've been questioning things and wondering, and I've had to look back at myself and kind of stir the gifts of God up and say, hey, Lord, grant me wisdom. Help me to walk and abide in you and know that all things work together for good to those who trust God and are called according to your purposes. And Lord, you're going to fight my battles. You're going to see me through if I walk by faith and not by sight, not by the parameters of what I see the world is saying, but recognize what God is saying about things that has said in his holy word. I love divine revelation. But God's word is forever settled in heaven. And the word of God that's been given to us is already so precious. Take hold of it today and be blessed. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please do. Give us a call at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. It's so good to have you with us today. God bless you and have a great day in Jesus.